Cardinals losers again to the Cubbies, and the Royals lost on a walk-off last night. Hey, everybody, I'm Hayden Savage for the Ecom Sports Network. Jock Pederson homered and drove in three runs. Rizzo and Wilson Contreras went deep, and the Chicago Cubs defeat the St. Louis Cardinals 8-5 on Friday. Wrigley Field allowed 100% capacity for the first time since 2019 on what the Cubs called Opening Day 2.0. They fell behind 5-1, then treated a crowd of 35,112 to a comeback win over the NL Central rivals. Pederson gave the Cubs a 7-5 lead in the seventh inning with a two-run double off the wall in right center. He also singled leading off the first and homered in his second straight game. The Cardinals lost for their seventh time in eight games and have fallen from first place before play to May 31st to a 32-31 record. It'll be the Cardinals and the Cubbies again today at 6:15. Right-handed pitcher for the Cardinals, John Gant, will take the mound. John Gant, 4-3 on the season, has a 2.63 earned run average. Elvis Andrus hit a winning single in the ninth inning after making a pair of fielding gaffes, and the Oakland Athletics beat the Kansas City Royals 4-3 on Friday night. Andrus delivered the game-winning hit not long after his defense helped the Royals tie the game. Kansas City has lost six of their last seven. Right-handed pitcher Jackson Cower starts for the Kansas City Royals after allowing four runs and retiring two batters in his major league debut against the Angels on Monday. The Royals play today against the Athletics at 3:07. The Arkansas Razorbacks could have been labeled in a slump after their two games with the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Fayetteville Regional Final, but that's not the case in the Super Regional against North Carolina State. Robert Moore went 4-for-5 with two home runs and a double, finishing with five runs batted in and five runs scored as number one overall seed and top-ranked Arkansas overwhelmed North Carolina State 21-2. Yeah, you heard me right, 21-2 in Game 1 of the Fayetteville Super Regional on Friday. Moore had plenty of help as the Razorbacks picked up their 50th win of the season against 11 losses. Charlie Welch went 3-for-4 with a homer and a double, driving in four and scoring four times while raising his average to .400 on the season. Cullen Smith had two hits, including a grand slam. Arkansas scored runs off six of the seven pitchers they faced. Patrick Wicklander, 7-1, went six innings and a start for Arkansas, allowing a run on six hits while striking out six. Wicklander surrendered a leadoff homer to Jose Torres in the top of the second, walked the next two batters before getting out of the jam. The Razorbacks answered with three runs in their half of the inning and never looked back, taking the lead for good on Moore's two-run homer. The two teams square off in Game 2 of the best-of-three series today at 2 p.m. Game 3 will be necessary if Arkansas loses today, or if Arkansas wins today, they will advance to Omaha. I'm Hayden Savage for the Ecom Sports Network. You can get more news, sports, and weather anytime by visiting our website at ecomnewsnetwork.com.